so it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see each of you. Hello, hello, hello. Your radiance, your brilliance. Ah, very good to see you. Your brilliant light is just twinkling out beyond you. Your brilliant energy is expanding in ways that you did not quite think possible. And with that energy that you did not quite think possible, we've got this thing on our face and we don't know quite what to do with it. Know that whether you are aware of it or not, everything has shifted. Take a deep breath. Take another deep breath. Understand that if you say to yourself, oh, I know this, that is exactly what you need to know. Because you see, sometimes your own energy has the feeling that it's just nothing new. Well, the newness that has come in is not necessarily the words that are spoken. The newness that's come in has come in right here. Right here. Is that all right? Good. Is it all right if we give you a little activation? Ah, good, because we would do it anyway. So understand that you are now moving forward in extra ways. And this lapis here, is this lapis? Yes. Is it not lapis? It looks like lapis. If you want to activate that energy, I saw Marilyn in the beginning tied lapis to her hands and around her forehead each night when she slept. It is not as much fun in sleeping that way. However, it worked. Lapis helps you communicate that truth. We see who you are. We see you in front of hundreds of people, maybe thousands, honoring yourself and honoring that energy. Breathe. And as you trust that energy, know that with that vibration comes the knowledge and the responsibility to only speak that truth, to only speak that vibration of connection. You are that connection. Breathe. For with that connection comes divine illumination. And you know that divine illumination helps open those chakras. You know you are a healing practitioner, yes? You do that professionally. Well, it is time that you might think about that. See that circle in your hand right there? Yes. That's the hands of a healing energy. Feel how much heat is coming off of those? Yes, that is you. Trust that energy, huh? Yes. For you see, dearest beings of light, that energy as it is vibrating through you, sometimes we get to do things a bit differently than we've done them in the past. Sometimes we get the opportunity to shift and open the crown to allow that new energy and that new information to come in. And to know that in that vibration, in that energy, it can come out the throat. It can come out in new ways. So with that vibration, trust that focus. And as you trust that focus, you get the opportunity to speak with your gentle nature, to speak with your loving nature, because that is truly who you are. We see you. He sees you. And it is time for you to know that the safety of you is ready to be seen. You understand what we say? The safety, it is now safe to be seen. And you, you are very powerful. Do you know this? Now you know. And with that energy, know that Metatron, not the Transformer, is one of your primary guides. He is the thinking archangel. You think a lot, don't you? So know that in that capacity, that energy is anchoring in, and he will come to you many times. And as he comes to you many times, we open that third eye to receive. Huh? Is that okay? Good, good. Otherwise, we would do it anyway. So as that energy, breathe, dearest. You know you have walked with Isis, the Egyptian goddess. You have been in her company in the physical body. Trust that focus. Trust that energy. You have been on this planet many times during the shift. And now it gets to be easier. Huh? Trust it. Breathe. For you see, when you are this bright sprite of an energy, know that the elfin kingdom is a part of you. You know the elfin energy, yes. You are connected to the plants, the trees, the nature. It hurts your heart when you see what is done there. Huh? You get the opportunity to be a bit proactive in helping people learn to care for this planet. For you have been on this planet a very long time. And you've been away from this planet for a very long time. And you volunteered to come back here to help. We know that you're thinking, what was I thinking? And here you are. So congratulations for that. Huh? We are honored by you. Trust that energy. Breathe. Breathe again. You see, we do not know how it is or why it is, but so many times when we come before people, they stop breathing. Why is that, huh? Dearest divine Mel, who was in Egypt, who was in that power place of energy, you are shifting the consciousness of this planet with your way of communication. Know that it is a new energy. You are shifting the consciousness of the young. Know that is a new energy as well. Huh? So with that, trust it. Huh? It is interesting, isn't it, that the two who say they have hearing issues are sitting together. You hear with other parts of your body. Yes. And when you are not hearing, you do something about it. So we are activating everything within you that you are choosing to activate. Breathe. Again. Now we settle it. That was powerful enough for you to feel that behind, huh? And on both sides, huh? You said you wanted an activation. Da, 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 da. There you go. Know and understand that that vibration and that activation energy is the most powerful place the universe might have in mind. So that is when she was the catalyst, yes, for the entire group for that activation. Did you feel that over here? Yes. And no, dearest divine, you are a part of that new masculine energy. So with that new masculine energy, you have a very clear channel. trust that information. Trust it within you. And know that as you are activating others, that activation connects very deeply. Trust yourself, dearest Divine May. You sit in stillness and then you speak very clearly. When you speak very clearly, you honor that energy. And as you do, breathe. Our vessel Marilyn says, can you smell our cashews that we just ate? We needed to open your heart. So trust that energy is right there and see it avenued. Divinity, thy name is Melinda. Do you know that? You do now. So with that focus, know that you are an artist. Are you aware of that? No. So we want you to, when you go away from this place, get some paint or colors or something. And just put paint or color on something and see what comes through. And we believe symbols will come to your crown. And draw those symbols. You may even get to stencil and fill them in. There's a soul painting that you can do. Take a deep breath. Divine Carol. Breathe. We have history, you and us, huh? The person that even at the thought of channeling with others trembled physically in the body. I can't do this. I can't do this. And look what you did. Look who you are. That is who you are, Divine Carol. That is who you are. You bring forth that message of energy that is connected in such a way it must come out. It must be spoken. Trust that. Another new male here on this planet with a wondrous balance of masculine and feminine. You are the new energy. You are aware of that, yes? You are indigo, a forerunner. You know what that means, yes? You receive more than most. You accelerate more than most. And you're very much nervous about what you're doing, huh? Let that go. Let that nervousness go. This land needs you. We ask that you bring forth other energies, other masculine energies together. And as you do, that vibration will expand. The divine Linda. You get the opportunity to be in stillness. We know you're in stillness quite a bit, yes? What we want you to do is go outside. You know, we know you go outside a lot and be in nature, but we want you, if you can at all, for 10 minutes every day for the next 7 days, if it is possible, to sit outside and listen. Listen to the sounds of nature. We know you have heard them before because you are a nature listener, huh? However, the nature is going to start talking to you in a different way. Take your pen and paper with you because you'll be writing it down, huh? So with that focus, know that you carry so much energy and so much information and so much knowledge because you've read every book that was ever written. Yes. Now what do we want you to do? Take a deep breath. This is going to be difficult. We want you to stop reading for 21 days. You can count them off on the calendar because we know it is tricky for you. Stop reading and instead start writing. Not what other books have said, what you say. For this gentleman picked it right, yes? When he knows that there's more in there besides someone else's words, trust your own words. You understand what we say? Namaste. And you are not even sure what you're doing here, huh? Someone dragged you here. Someone said, oh, we don't know. This is too much fun. It is interesting, eh? Yes. Now we're going to activate more interesting things in you that you did not know about. Is that all right? Take a deep breath. It is time that you become you. You are a nice balance of energy. It is time for you to get that brain out of the way and think here, because your wisdom is powerful, much more than just interesting. Yeah? You saw her, you thought, oh my. And you saw correctly. Even though we know you did not say it all, it is our job to see what is necessary to be seen. You understand? Next time, say it all. Will you do that for us? Breathe. Interesting, eh? Yeah. The celebration of the wedding and celebration of life and celebration of the llamas and celebration of the farm and celebration of the house and you celebrate everything. That is why you are a teacher. That is why you are bringing in that new energy. And as you bring in that new energy, you are accommodating the vibrational frequency that is you. And you can talk to him about communicating with your animals. Huh? You are an animal communicator as well. So you are channel, yes? And you channel professionally, yes?
Not for money, but I do.
Why?
I manifest what I need.
You can manifest, but understand that that exchange of energy is still important to those who receive. Even if it is just $5. Because you see, they can make a donation to your farm, to your house, to your center. You understand? It just shifts everything just a bit. It's not because you need it or don't need it. That is not the important part. But they receive when they have a bit of an investment.
And value.
And value. And you also receive. And it's time to receive. And know that all that is going on here is perfect. Take a deep breath. This divine sweetheart. How many years is it, huh?
50.
Ah, congratulations. Notice that he's not sure. Let me think about that. Lifetimes. And you found each other again. And we would wager that when you did, it was like, ah, this is the one. Huh? You saw this beauty and thought, oh, I'm not so sure. What does she want in this guy? Huh? This guy is a gift. that most people would pass over. And you cannot be passed over again. Breathe. Breathe again. Breathing means in and out, just to let you know. And celebrate another 50 year, huh? Yes. The newness of all this is so exciting. The brilliance of you is also exciting. There are several people here from your soul family that you didn't know existed until you met them again and thought, I recognize them. Good to see you again. And then you realize, well, we've never met in this body. That is what this is for, is to help connect you to the soul. Help connect those aspects of you that you left so many years ago. Breathe. Be you, the light. And you're ready to not start with a disclaimer, right? Did we say that right?
Yes.
It is not that, well, I don't know if this means anything. Change your bracelet. Do you have a bracelet? Where's your bracelet here? You know what that's about. It is not for flipping and punishing yourself. It is to remind you that you are right. You are connected. You are the tree of life. You are the being of light. You are connected to the stone people. So as you connect to the stone people, let them speak to you. You understand? Breathe. Hello. Is this the new sword owner? Yes. It's like I don't know what to do with it when I know it's mine. Yes. You know you are a healing practitioner as well. As you look at your hands right here, know that that energy comes through you and your vibrational energy of excitement will accommodate that. You understand what we say? So trust that focus. Trust your guidance. You did not have, well, you may have had a doubt as to whether to buy the sword because you thought, I don't know how to use it. But you do. Mm-hmm. Yes. Your soul does. You will remember very, very well. Huh? We give thanks for you. Oh. And you can remember too, huh? So with this energy, dear Dave, it's like, oh, this is coming my way, and I like that idea, but I want to run away. Those who are nervous about saying what needs to be said, get the opportunity to say them even more. You understand what we say? That it's time for you to speak. It's time for you to acknowledge that joy that is truly in your heart. Breathe. We know sometimes it's hard to look at us and breathe, huh? That is because we see your soul. And you don't let very many people do that. Even though you're nice and open and jovial, but we see you. So trust that energy. Trust that you are coming through with new things in new ways. Maybe even an inventor. Is this your sweetheart here? Do you two know each other? Nancy, Dave. Dave, Nancy. You may find a new friend here, huh? Yes. And as a professional channel, you're a professional, yes? Are you ready to let that little part go? Know that from this point forward, you will be channeling in a different way. So don't attempt to do it in the same way. Instead, just get out of the way. And as you get out of the way, new vibration is going to come in through you And with that new vibration that comes in through you, it comes from your heart to your crown. And we promise not to mess your hair up too much. Trust yourself. Trust the new energy. Huh? Quasar. Woohoo. We want to hear Quasar. Quasar has something to say to you and through you. You are a clear channel. You are a vibrational, energetic, intimate, massive channel. Trust that energy. Acknowledge it. Get out of your way. Get a little recorder. And get somebody to practice on. Because we feel so many times you cannot sit down and channel with yourself. Sometimes you need somebody else there to practice with. Do you know this fellow? So, congratulations. You survived, huh? Your grandma's pretty special, huh? Yes, as are you. You know you are crystalline. Most would say that you would be indigo. But you are a forerunner of the crystalline, which has stronger energy than the indigo. All of the outer input, sensory, comes to you. So I was like, let me just put some headphones on and check out, huh? Understand that's what you're doing. Your information is very clear. Don't be afraid to say it. I sound like a mother, huh? I am not a mother. Avisal Marilyn is. Trust yourself. Trust you have a job here, a task that is bigger than you think that it could be. It is very powerful. Step into it. You've got a good teacher here. Yes. Coming back round, huh? Coming into the new energy of you. Remember what we told her? It's not the same way that it happens before. Everything is different. You have gone through your hibernation stage. Now you are activating that energy. As you come out of that energy, take a deep breath. Trust and know that the vibration, or what we touch our hands, touch our knee, touch anywhere we want, don't we? So anchor that energy. For you have a task as well. Not like his, but a different one. It is time for you to say yes to you. Yes. Yes. Yes to you. Yes. We know. No, it's going to be different. But yes. And you will be a professional, yes? Channel?
Oh, I will.
Yes. I will. The world needs more of us, yes? Yes? That is why we started training this course. You know, Cryon, Lee Carroll, told the Vessel Marilyn, you're teaching a channel class, yes? And she's like, well, yes, I am. Before she ever thought about it. So trust that the universe is bringing you many messages. The universe is talking to you, and it is time for you to listen. And with that listening, you will hear with something besides your ears. So trust that focus and trust that energy. You understand what we say? Good. You know you are connected to the planet Earth. You are one of the ancient protectors of the earth. That is why you left for so long and decided to return. So with that, you get the opportunity to help others learn, to care for themselves. And therefore, care for the planet like they do themselves. Is it all right if we take that clog out of your throat? Good. Better? Better? Trust that. Well, we have fun in Thailand or what? We had fun in Egypt. The world traveler. You know who you are. You just back up from it. Stop it. Do not back up from it any longer. We know your training is separate from where you are right now. It's old stuff. So it is time for you to accelerate and see the Buddha that is here, the Hathor that is here, the Great Mother that is here, the Great Teacher that is here. Yes. And the Great Giver of Life that is here, huh? Ah, yes, yes, the next generation. Congratulations. You are moving forward in this planet like you never thought possible. With that movement, understand that the vibration is you. That the vibration that is clearing is you. That the value of your heart is coming into being. Be not judgmental on that heart. Love it. Love you. We know you support her. You help her. And she does the same for you, huh? Yes. Congratulations. So trust that energy. And with that energy and you moving forward, as the light of color moves in, we don't want to drip on you. Is that all right? For you see, that vibration is such a powerful energy. It must be spoken. Must be acknowledged. Must be cleared, that old pain, done. That old belief that you're not enough, done. You see, you are. You've got the vibration and the tools to connect this to this. So we are grateful for that. Yes. Ah, dearest divine. You can't be invisible any longer. You know that, don't you? You try and practice a long time, but you can't. It is time for you to be seen and heard. We know sometimes you don't want to be seen and heard. Too bad. It is not your task now. You are a teacher. Everyone around you learns from you. What are you teaching them? For you see, that vibration and that energy connects in new ways. And that is who you are. Trust that. Dearest being of light, who asks the best questions at lunch, you get the award. Yes. To know that you are a powerful being, that you are stepping into a new vibration of you. Things may shift and change. And as they do, this heart center is coming through with more ease and grace as we sort of dust off the old energy. Keep asking questions. Keep asking that energy and that vibration of you. So as you are acknowledging that vibration, know that you're outrageous, huh? Wondrous. And that hides all that little part right inside there, huh? That says, what am I doing here? You know. Trust that energy. Trust that vibration and trust that focus. And with that intention, honor it. You are stepping into a new chapter of your world. Are you aware of that? Yay. Very much so. We are excited to get to help. Yes. So know, as you are helping others, we are helping you. Yes, trust that. Beatitudes, huh? What in the world is that? Dearly beloved, we walked together on this planet. You were on the mound. You were a part of that group. There was many more than 12 that traveled with us. Many times you would go before the group and search out the safe places for us to be. And when you found the mound, you had the vision of thousands of people on it, hearing my messages. And you were so hurt when I left, that you've almost blocked that out. Matters not what you believe. For I am here. Always. Thank you for being the one that found a place of truth. We honor your service and your love. Got to love that one, don't you? Yes. Yes, and know that as you are coming in, you are accelerating yourself. It is like you're on the starting line. Yes, not the finish line. The starting line. And we see you kneeling down, getting ready to leap forward. Are you a runner?
No.
Good. Because that would move much too fast. So you see that in that vibration of starting, you are the one that is in charge of the start. You are the one that is connecting in that energy. Take a deep breath. You've got to start somewhere, eh? This might be the best time, huh? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes.
Excellent. We just want to make sure, huh? Because we won't leave you. We just want to sit on your little lap. You are light. You are so much light, sometimes it's hard to be in your body, huh? You think, what is this shell, huh? Breathe into it. You have walked with Master Yeshua as well. You know this. You have walked with the Buddha. You know this. You are an amazing teacher. You know this. You are an amazing speaker. You know this. You are an amazing heart. You are also that new masculine energy with perfect balance of masculine, feminine, right brain, left brain, no brain. Trust that. Trust your next step. In this next year, there's going to be some hurdles you get to jump over. They are great ones. And know when you do, we are right there leaping with you. And that energy will be so strong. Your vision is true. Your vision is truth. And you know what we speak of, yes? Do not back away. Stand forward. We honor you. We love you. And everyone sees you. We honor you. Ah, this little fairy back here, this little energy in the that's just so present. You know, you are indeed from this planet Earth. Not originally, you are Pleiadian. But you have come into this Pleiadian energy so strongly, you get the opportunity to accommodate that and to know that this is just a shell. This is perfect divine health. Breathe. Breathe. Excellent. So the dog's barking. $10. Yes, the dog is barking. So with that energy, do you think that we did that on our own, eh? The energy is high. The energy is connected. The energy is present. The energy is one with you. So by the time you do all these events, you're going to be the perfect channel, huh? It gets stronger and stronger, eh? Trust the vibration of you. Don't get caught in your head. Even though we know you've got to get in your head for your book. Know that your path is a very strong one. And a gentle one. You came in awake. Must be time for medicine. The bells are ringing, so it is very important you came in awake, and you still are. So trust that energy and that vibration. And with that energy, that vibration, we're going to get up close and personal with the videographer, huh? As you know, that intention of clarity is right there and right there. You know what to say, speak, feel, hear. It is time to get out of that way. We know, we see. We get it. Breathe. With that vibration of truth, it is so important for you to acknowledge the presence and know that your guidance is stronger than you believe that it is. And as that guidance comes in, you get the opportunity to set a few boundaries sometimes, and say, this is not going to work for us, We can work it a little differently. Trust that energy. Trust that vibration. And trust yourself. So you see, every single thing that is said for each of you. Every message connects. And sometimes you think, I'm left out. Not really. You knew you would not be. Dearest smiling energy. Dearest vibratory frequency. Who has that blue thing around your neck all the time? Why?
It's Bluetooth.
Yes. You know what that's doing to your body? Not anything good. So we would ask you to not wear it all the time. For you see, you feel how hot that is right there? That is that. You can wear it when you talk on the phone, but not other times, We know it is handy, and it looks cute, You can wear it as a headband. No. You are focusing on that energy. And as you do, you are also a healing practitioner. You see that white spot right there? That is the hand of a healer. You are Reiki, yes? And there will be more to come. For your energy is magnificent. Your vibration is love, joy, happiness. We know some of that covers up this pain right there, Yes. But you've got a job to do, and that is to be that love and allow that pain to dissipate. The beauty of the mother and the baby. Can we talk to you?
Yes.
So understand that you've got quite a task here. We hold that energy. Is it all right if we touch? Oh, good, because we would do it anyway, but we wanted to ask permission. You are healthy and strong. And will arrive speaking, telling the world about the new intention, the new sight, and about all the things that get to be changed on this planet. And you can hold that space. And with that space, know that you carry that same vibration. This child has been your child on 17 different occasions. Okay, so maybe a few, 11, and the rest of the time, this child, this baby, was the mother. So she might come through a bit bossy. Tell you what to do and what not to do. But 17 different lifetimes you've had and traded mother, daughter, mother, daughter, mother, son, son, mother. Yes. So when she arrives, you already recognize her. Trust that energy that you... She worked very hard to get here. There were a couple of mishaps along the way, and she said, I'm coming now. So trust that energy, that now is the right time, and you will channel together. Huh? and the joy. The joy you get to do anything you choose at any given moment. You are a master manifester. You are a master communicator. You don't have to have all the answers before you begin. You just have to take that step. We know. We tell you these things and you think, I've heard this before. Balance. Balance. With that balance, come through the energy and hold it. So, is there anyone that we missed? We don't believe so. Understand that in the vibration of you, it is the most powerful thing in the world. In the vibration of you, you get the opportunity to say, is this easy or is this not easy? Trust, that is your choice. Is this easy or is this not easy? Every message for every single person was for every single person here. Except we weren't all at the Mount of the Beatitudes. Huh? Somewhere. Understand, you are the next evolutionary step of humanity. So let us indeed make it easy. Let us indeed hold that vibration with ease and grace and love and support and lots of laughter, lots of intention, lots of beauty, lots of art. Where is our artist? I'm not an artist. I heard that. Change your bracelet. You don't have to be an artist to put paint on a paper. She's even giving you some art, huh? And you just happen to have that in your box, in your pocket? An art book. You see, there are no accidents. None. There is no accident that you are here. There's also no accident that you might think, oh, we're going way too long. Well, you've got to miss rush hour traffic anyway. Huh? Trust who you are. Trust the vibration of you. And know that it is easy. Is it all right if we play you a song to just get that in the cells of your body? Good, because we would do it anyway. That piano, it's such a powerful instrument.
Let it be easy.
Simple.
I'm gonna let it be easy.
It is.
I'm gonna make the choice.
It's your
every
choice.
Day to trust my voice.
Trust your voice.
And let it be so easy.
Isn't that the case, Al? Just let it be easy. You can choose that. as you choose that, guess what happens?
The universe makes it easier. Beat myself
as the universe
the
makes it easier for
I
you,
thought this was the way to
that
be.
Vibration comes in. It's
I
into the body,
true
into the cells, into the energy,
so
into the vibration, into the connection that is you.
Calling to me.
It calls to you.
Saying, let it be easy.
Let it be easy. Words, just say it.
Let it be easy.
That's right. You can reach out and touch someone if you want.
Trust my voice.
You don't have to. It's all a choice. Some people are touchers. Some people are feelers. Some people are not.
I see the light. I won't work all day and night. I vow to take good care of
me. What's that energy? Yeah, we got the speaker right here. Yeah, we'll vibrate that energy.
Well, I'm choosing ease and grace, enjoying the gonna let it be easy.
So feel that in the cells of your body. Close your eyes, nobody can see you. Nobody can see you're holding hands.
I'm gonna make a choice to trust my voice. Let it be easy.
This is the dancing part. Dance, right? We don't dance. So everyone says, oh, we don't dance. So wiggle something. Get it in the cells of your body. Let it be easy. Wiggle something. Don't just look. Oh, wiggle eyebrows. That works.
Easy.
You see, for most this is uncomfortable.
Done,
yes?
Easy when I'm
you
having
can all form
fun,
the kick line,
having
huh?
fun. Easy every day. Easy, it's the only way.
It's the only way.
It's the only way. Now,
this old Meryl, I can't believe we're kicking our legs. Love you, and we bid you namaste. Namaste.